We'll now move on to our first guest speaker, Sheikha Jamaluddin, who is a Sheikha in the community who has engaged the sciences of the Quran for many years. She's an example for someone that, who, despite not being born into a Muslim family, she found Islam, but also the time to memorize the entire Quran and dedicate herself to it and to raise a family of children who did the same. Thank you.
إن الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونتوب إليه ونصلي ونسلم على نبينا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. First of all, my dear sisters and brothers, السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. I wanted to first of all thank the organizers of tonight for inviting me here to speak to you, inshallah. And I just want to also take this opportunity to ask Allah Ta'ala to shower His mercy upon the beloved father of Sheikh Yasser and his brother. And subhanAllah, he is so blessed, you know, to leave this life with, you know, with the legacy of the likes of, you know, Sheikh Yasser and his brother, to make dua for him, inshallah. You know, and this is what we all hope for, bi'idhnillahi ta'ala. So, dearest sisters and brothers, one of the reasons that I was particularly grateful to speak to you tonight is, you know, I've attended many ceremonies for the Quran over the years, and so many times the ones who are asked to come up and speak, you know, it's usually the Hufadh themselves or it's the teachers. But I've rarely seen parents, you know, being asked to come up on the stage. And that's why I'm particularly grateful to be here tonight, inshallah, to just, you know, share a bit of the perspective of a parent raising Hufadh, bidnillah, and to share some tips with you on how we can keep our children motivated, bidnillah ta'ala, on this path. Now, just a very brief background, because we have very little time, you know, a brief background about myself as a parent. Alhamdulillah, I'm a mother of five children, and I'm extremely blessed to have had all my children, alhamdulillah, complete memorizing the Quran. Min fadlillah. Now, some of my children, like the three oldest ones in particular, they did that more or less through, you know, us establishing a focused routine of memorization from when they were young, right? So we got them, because, you know, it's much, as you, any mothers here or even fathers will know, when you've got your first couple of children, it's a lot easier to do a lot more with them. So we got them in that routine from when they were small, and then alhamdulillah, by the time they were teenagers, alhamdulillah, they one by one were able to finish memorizing. With my last two children, alhamdulillah, what happened was that they pretty much followed on, like we did establish that routine, but both my husband and I were pretty tired by then. So what actually happened was that, subhanAllah, they, after the help of Allah, went on to complete memorizing the Quran on their own. They took the initiative and were very determined to finish the Quran on their own. So I've got a few tips for you, just got three tips really to share with you tonight. The first one is, if this is what we're looking at, how to keep our children, you know, focused and motivated. The first one is really to examine your why you want your child to memorize the Quran. I think this is really, really important. Sometimes you can get caught up in the idea of, you know, your kids memorizing in order to bring some sort of honor or prestige to your family, for example, right? So for myself, what was the primary reason for why I wanted my children to memorize the Quran? I just wanted the Quran to be in their heart in order to help them, you know, in order to help protect them from the fitna of this life. You know, when I saw my young, innocent children, and I was thinking about all that they're going to be exposed to from the fitna of this world, right? I just wanted to fill their heart with the Quran in order to sort of be a major protector, inshallah, from that fitna. And I truly believe that if the Quran, bi'idhnillah, was in their heart, then it would strengthen them from within and keep them steadfast upon the Sirat al-Mustaqim, inshallah. As Allah Ta'ala says in the Quran, إِنَّ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ يهدي للتي هي أقوم. Right? Allah Ta'ala tells us that this Quran guides to everything that is upright. Upright in your beliefs, upright in your character, upright in your actions. Right? The other thing too was that as a revert myself, you know, as an Australian revert to Islam, and not having been brought up with, you know, with Arabic at all, right? Not coming from an Arabic background and never being exposed to the Quran from when I was young even, right? And then going on to learn the Quran myself and then going on to even memorize the Quran myself, alhamdulillah, I knew how hard it was as an adult. It's so much harder. Like anyone who's tried to memorize the Quran as an adult, you know the struggle that is there and how long it's going to take you to memorize the Quran, right? Then just imagine if you don't have Arabic. Just imagine if you never even heard the Quran when you were young. So that's going to all have an impact on your struggles, right? So I myself did not want that for my children. I wanted my children to, you know, grow up with the Quran in their hearts so that all they have to do as an adult is just spend the rest of their lives revising the Quran. All right, so that was my primary focus. So the second point now for how to motivate your children, inshallah, is focus on the benefit of the journey more than the outcome. Okay, so focus on the benefit of the journey more than the outcome. As you may be aware, and it could be even yourself, a lot of parents are in a big hurry to have their children memorize. You know, they want their child to memorize by 7 or 8 or 9, you know. But what's far more important, my dear sisters and brothers, is to build a genuine love in your child's heart for the Quran. That is far more important than your child finishing early. All right? The main idea you should have in your mind is you want your child to grow up loving the Quran and not wanting to ever be away from revising and reciting it, right? Due to the habit that you established with them from when they were small, and also due to the strong emotional attachment that, alhamdulillah, you've tried to, you know, build for them, between them and the Book of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Now, you know, my husband and I, we tried our best to make our household one in which the Quran was central to our family. And, you know, a house in which the Quran was made a priority, right? The Quran, where we try to get the children, for example, to memorize the Quran first thing after they have had their breakfast and stuff like that. They do it first thing so then they can just spend the rest of their day doing what they want to do, right? The other thing that I feel is very important is the children growing up hearing their own parents reciting the Quran. Like if your children grow up and they've been exposed to their own parents, their own mother, their own father, hearing their voices in, you know, reciting the Quran in their house, then this is something that gives them a great love for the Quran, inshallah. And also, obviously, we tried our best to be from those who not only recite the Quran, but we strove to live by the Quran and live up to the Quran. And that's very paramount because, as you know, one of the things that can cause someone to have some doubts, you know, about their path with the Quran later on is if there's contradictions, you know, between the family life and them memorizing the Quran. This is something we definitely don't want for our kids, right? And the other thing, obviously, as well, is you have to make this path something enjoyable for your child too. Like, yes, there's a bit of time of doing a bit of seriousness, but then you have to also give them reward for that. You know, you need to let them, you know, get something, you know, that they enjoy after they've done their memorization, right? And give them different rewards throughout their journey with the Quran. The last thing I want to say is don't give up hope with your children. You may have a number of children. You might find, you know, one that is easy to, he finds it easy to memorize, for example. I mean, you have another one who you feel like, is this kid ever going to memorize anything from the Quran, right? So I just want to say, don't give up on your children. Keep on making dua for your children, inshallah. And remind yourself that, you know, your children have different abilities. They have different temperaments. Like, I can tell you the story. This is, to me, this was a mind-blowing personal experience that I had. Like, alhamdulillah, like, as I said, I had, you know, worked, you know, to try to bring my first three children up, you know, with the Quran. But then, and then my daughter, mashallah tabarakallah, was just, she was just herself really motivated, so she was a lot easier to help her to memorize. But then came my last son. And this was the son that my husband and I, we got to the point where we just said, khalas, we can't do this anymore. This is just so hard, you know, like, and I just thought, you know what, I made dua for this child and I have, you know, I've set that foundation for him as much as I could as a young child. So inshallah, I hope that bi'idhnillah, as an adult, you know, he will by himself come back to it and keep memorizing. Then what happened, this was just, I can't even get over it until now. During COVID, we had the lockdown. And by himself, of course, it's all from the guidance of Allah, right? But by himself, during the COVID lockdown, he secretly went and began diligently memorizing the Quran, like he's 15. And he went diligently memorizing the Quran on his own. It took him about 3 months. And then we was gathered in the holidays, we were gathered and he just said, everyone sit down, I want to tell you something. And he just said, Alhamdulillah, min fadlillah, I have finished memorizing the Quran. And we were just like, honestly, I can't explain, it was like a dream. It was like an absolute dream for me. I was like, this can't be true. This child of all children actually did this, you know. And Allahu Akbar, it was just something phenomenal for me and, you know, for my family, alhamdulillah. I ask Allah to give you that sweetness, inshallah, in your own lives, bi'idhnillah. But I just want to quickly share with you what he told me, because like a teenage boy, you know, it's not that easy for them to do something like that. But I asked him, what was the main thing that motivated you to go and do that on your own, right? He said, number one, it was reading the biographies of our scholars of Islam and thinking about how much they made use of their time and how much they achieved. And the other thing he told me is he kept on imagining himself ascending in different levels of Jannah with every ayah that he was memorizing. That when he kept thinking about that, that's what made him feel like, that's it, I've got to do this, you know? So my final advice to everyone here tonight for keeping motivated with the Quran is to never forget that this Quran is as Allah Ta'ala described it, innahu lakitabun aziz. This Quran is the most honored book that's been sent to us from Allah Azza wa Jal, due to it being the literal words of Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala, right? And that's why, my dear sisters and brothers, whoever memorizes this book with sincerity, right? Whoever memorizes this book with sincerity, then Allah Tabaraka Ta'ala will cause them to be honored both in this dunya and in the akhirah. So my dearest sisters and brothers, in this life, you will see how Allah Ta'ala, bi'idhnillah, will raise you in status and honor by keeping your heart and mind focused on Allah in the akhirah. This is how Allah honors you in this life, through this book of Allah, right? And in the next life, bi'idhnillah Ta'ala, you'll see how Allah Ta'ala will honor you when you find yourself being raised in your levels of Jannah with every single ayah that you used to recite in this dunya. I ask Allah Ta'ala to fill our hearts and homes with the light and love for the Quran. I ask Allah Ta'ala to fill our children's hearts with the love for the Quran and make us from Ahlul Quran. And may the Quran be a witness for us in Yawm Al-Qiyamah and not a witness against us. Wa aqulu qawli hadha wa astaghfirullah wa li wa lakum wa subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. نشهد أن لا إله إلا أنت نستغفرك ونتوب إليك السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته